WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Trump administration has transferred hundreds of immigrants to El Salvador, even as a federal judge issued an order temporarily barring the deportations.
The judge saying during yesterday's hearing, any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. The president of El Salvador posting, oopsie, too late, in response to an article about the court order.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. It's a weekend of heartache for families and friends of 37 people, lives lost in as many as 50 twisters this weekend.
The death toll rising from a three-day severe weather outbreak ravaging parts of the Midwest and South. It's claimed more than three dozen lives.
Oh, whoa!
More than 60 tornadoes reported in eight states since Friday.
ABC's Ginger Z in one of those states, Mississippi. This is ABC News. This weekend, the U.S. military hit targets in Yemen, and now the Houthi rebels have hit back. The U.S. now saying Houthis in Yemen did retaliate against U.S. Navy ships today, but the drones and missiles it fired did not come close to hitting the ships. ABC's Christiane Cordero tells us the Trump administration could possibly take this further.
The National Security Advisor Mike Waltz was asked by our Martha Raddatz today if there was any chance of direct U.S. military action against Iran. Waltz responded, all options are on the table, and that Iran's support for the Houthis, quote, will be stopped.
This update now on a missing American college student in the Dominican Republic. Joshua Ribe, the man police believe was the last person to have seen the missing University of Pittsburgh student, Sudishka Konanki, alive, is facing questions from Dominican prosecutors. Sources now say that the lead prosecutor is examining possible contradictions in his story as they hold him in a hotel. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Three out of four people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in Madison, Sudbury, Monona Drive, and Livingston Street in downtown Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Let's kick the third hour off with a double dip of Dogtown Hollow. They got a show coming up at the Terrace here in Madison. We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. This is Roll, Roll, Roll. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just who you are. Takes a bit of courage, but that'll take you far. gotta roll, roll, roll. A good life is what you feel.
Best ride that Harley ever had.
Media. We are local music, Dogtown Hollow and Last Best Ride. Row, row, row before that. I love Dogtown Hollow. They are absolutely awesome. They're actually playing at the UW Memorial Terrace. This is a couple months away, May 15th, but put that on your calendar, Rocker.
On the terrace outside?
On the terrace, yes, sir.
Oh, that's one of my favorite places to go see a show. Have you ever seen a show there, but you're in a boat?
No, I've never seen a show from the water.
That is a really fun experience because you're like out there partying on your boat in the water.
That would be kind of cool. You're like backstage too.
Yeah, you're cool. Exactly.
Yeah.
Paddle in, get a beer at the Union.
Absolutely. Hey, how you doing? Max Inc. on Civic Media. If you want to hit the podcast page, you can do that right now. Just click on Max Inc. on the civicmedia.us page. And all the podcasts are there. You can also download the app, Civic Media app, and take that everywhere with you. Rocker, we still got plenty of show coming up. We got including some live music, which I'm pretty darn excited about.
We do, Jimmy. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets yet to come. They'll be performing a couple songs live. We're going to hear all about what's going on with them over the next month or two. And then a little later on, the Bammies. It's the Bay Area Music Awards. That's the equivalent of the Mamas and the Whammies. They're in their second year up in Green Bay.
It's coming up fast, right?
We have a story that Terry Barr put together that features a little Tarleton Knight interview and Mino and the Mayor from WGBGW there,
WGBW,
Jimmy.
WGBW, yes.
Up in Green Bay.
And, of course, you want to get a hold of us, say hello. You can hit us up 844-967-2789 or through the Civic Media app. Rocker, you mentioned the Whammies. They're coming up very soon, Sunday, May 4th, and first round voting is open. Now, the Whammies is another organization where you could go and vote for bands and contribute to a good cause.
Yeah, very similar, in respects with award ceremonies as the Mamas. Of course, Whammy is in their 45th year, 45 Jimmy.
45 years. That's awesome. Congratulations.
And they represent, of course, the entire state. So they're... Award show will be May the 4th in West Dallas, Wisconsin at the Deco, which looks like a really fun theater. I can't wait to go.
Also, there's a finalist party that's on the book right now at Shoskey's in West Allis for Sunday, May 23rd.
So, yeah.
Get all the information. Follow the Whammies on the socials. Check them out online. I believe it is whammy.org. And maybe make a donation to them. Got a lot of great scholarship programs. Whammy.org. All right, Rocker, Clyde Stubblefield. If I say that, first thing that comes to mind.
The funky drummer.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And how much I'd love to see him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But, he was a good friend of mine. I knew him quite well. And he actually, in 1991, he produced my band Cornerstone's demo tape.
That's awesome, man. Joey B. Banks and the whole funky band, they're doing a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield birthday bash. It's at the High Noon Saloon. It's on the 18th. It's going to be a good show. Yeah, check it out.
I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer.
Whenever me and Clyde go walking, we start talking about the way it used to be before machinery replaced a backbeat. Open wide, Clyde.
I am the original.
Pay attention, though, he's analog, like a record spinning. He was there at the beginning, and he still got the boom back. Puts you in his lap and says it loud enough so even out in China they can't clap.
Check out the original.
I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer.
16th. I wanna open up and scream, but it only comes out muffled. I won't even tell you how I feel about his shuffle. He just smiles and says,
let the wheel roll.
Let the wheel roll. I swear he's got a heart of gold, 59 years old, but
that's just enough.
Glad you'll never outgrow the funky stuff. We can never get enough. What you say?
Oh, shucks.
Like Lay's, not subliminal in your face, but then you know with the knot, Clyde's itching you, the cynical, pivotal, miracle, mystical, with limitless lyrics. One more time.
Check out the original.
I am the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
The original.
Funky drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
The original.
Funky drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
Funky
drummer. This is the original.
Funky
drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original. Funky drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer.
Check out the original.
Funky drummer.
Never think you know why they call him the original. The most simple drummer in the world we know. He lays it down. Funk with the original sound. Even hang out with Mr. Brown.
I am the original.
The original. The original.
I am original.
That's word original, like things not subliminal in your face, but then you know what it's not. Clyde teaching you the cynical, pivotal, miracle, mystical, with limitless difficulties.
What you say?
Foundation of a style of music played more than any other. The funky drum is more sampled than hip hop and Stevie Wonder.
I am the original.
Now I think you know why they call me the original.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music V05 and dance originality. They're playing the Crystal Corner Bar tonight. Hey, that's the Crystal Corner Bar tonight for V05. I believe they got the funky band with them too. So if you're walking down Willie Street, there's your stop right there. Hey, we got Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're in the mini layer tonight. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's warming up right now with Electric Spanking. This is Good People on Max Inc. Radio.
Listen up and let your voices be heard. Before the lines between you and man, they become too blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will get the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Pacific Media, we are local music. That's a good song for the days, wouldn't you say? Good People from Electric Spanking. Jimmy K, rocker, hanging out with you on a Saturday night doing original local music live from the WMDX studios. We've got Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're geared up. They're ready to go. Can't wait. And we'll have it for you in just a couple of minutes. The Aaron Weber Group sponsors Max Inc. Radio, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. This place is outstanding. Cat and kitten adoptions. It's cat therapy, actually. You can walk in, have a seat, and cats are all over you. I love it. Food, grooming, so much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store. Stop in and say hi. 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're doing that local music stuff. Speaking of local music stuff, make sure you check out After Hours with Rob Roberts. That's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Rocker, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jimmy, we are in for a special treat tonight. Madison Supergroup and indie pop singer, songwriter, trio, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, they share a bond in spirit and genuine passion for performance. Each an artist in her own right, Jen Farley, Beth Killey, and Shondell Marks come together and unite their powerful harmonies with clever music that sometimes includes a kazoo.
Kazoo!
Jen, Beth, and Shondell, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Has Art Paul, does he have an endorsement with y'all? Or?
Oh, good question.
Not that we know of.
Okay.
That we know of.
Describe that special, like, spirit that bonds you together.
Well, we, well, you know, as adult women, we have found something special. We have a special sauce between the three of us. And, you know, it's really hard to find friends when you're an adult. And when this is a true phenomenon, like, to, you know, find good friends, because you're doing your own thing. You know, separated and raising families and stuff. And to be able to find three people, or me being finding two people, that are genuine and amazing. And together we just have the best time. So it's not work. It's just fun and being with your sisters. So that's our spirit together. It's just,
we've also been through a lot together.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we have been through hair color changes.
Yes. We all now wear glasses.
Relationship status changes. Yes. Eyesight changes.
Eyesight changes.
Almost 11 years we're going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, tell us just a little bit about your band.
All right, I'm up.
He's got
I'm
the
up.
Ball.
I'm up. Tell us a little bit about it. Well, we have two albums. We're working on a third album.
Yeah.
And we play around the Madison area. We love to do neighborhood festivals. We also go on tour. Our music is heartfelt. And we also do some favorite covers.
Yeah.
Well, now, who plays kazoo?
That would be me. I'm Jen.
Jen.
I have a doctorate in kazoozology from Kazoo U. And
that's great.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Is that on Google?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kazoo U.
Kazoo U.
And it has been said that I am the Aretha Franklin of kazoo playing.
Wow, that's a great quote.
It is.
Jen said it.
I said it, but it's
still
been
a
said.
Great quote. Now, Mama Cares, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets have signed up to play the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary party at the High Noon Saloon on March 30th, along with the Jimmys and Sam Ness. That's from 3 to 8 p.m. What does Mama Cares mean for you, and why do you think it's a good cause to play for?
Well, Mama Cares is an organization, or it's an offshoot of the MAMA, Madison Area Music Association, that specifically helps musicians in need. So if someone has a health crisis or has a house fire or something along those lines, and that musician needs financial support, Mama Cares steps in and provides financial support. So it's a really important thing for working musicians like ourselves who, you know, if your source of income is gone because you can't use your arm because you just had shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, recently Mama Cares gave funds to a musician who had shoulder surgery and couldn't play his keyboard. So things like that, that the Mama Cares organization has helped fund. And so it's just nice for musicians to know that they have support. And it's a lot of times musicians like us who are doing events like this that support them. So it all comes around. We're one big happy family.
Yeah. And it's hard to have health insurance when maybe you're like a full-time musician, right?
Absolutely.
So musicians are historically underinsured in health in this country.
For sure.
It goes a long way. We talk about it all the time. You know, go to themamas.org, click on the Mama Cares tag. You know, Beth, you worked with the Mamas for a while. You did some great stuff with them.
Yes.
And you of all people know that the one thing that the Mamas need are volunteers.
Absolutely. Yes. I worked with Mamas for about a decade, loved the organization, just kind of ran out of bandwidth and, happily parted ways with them, but still support them 100%. Dana Perry has stepped in as the new executive producer, just an incredible person, lots of great people. And it's all for charity. They're putting instruments in kids' hands, so it's a great organization. Love them.
Now, excuse me. Let's get to some live music in the lair with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Hold on. Somebody's going to have to talk about this song.
Kazoo.
And this is presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You have two songs to play for us tonight. And the first one is called I Have Love For You. And it was released on Valentine's Day. Are there a few blushing husbands out there?
Okay. Only two of us actually have husbands. But the one that doesn't may have caused some blushing as well.
I see.
Very good. Very good.
I understand.
But honestly, it's not necessarily about our blushing spouses or partners. It's love that we have for each other. And, you know, it could be friendship and it could be family related. But
it was released on Valentine's Day.
Ironically, yes.
And that event
okay.
That event was great because we invited our fans to write love poems.
Oh, wow.
And then that night at the show, we put music to their words.
Really?
Just
improvised. Improvised it.
And
it was
crowd
awesome.
Loved it.
Wow,
it
that sounds so fun.
It was awesome.
Well, let's check it out right now. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789 or call or text us from the Civic Media app if you got a question. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have a love for you.
for you. I have a love for you. Tough and I was down. You were there, you came around, believed in me when I couldn't see. You proved to me I'm not alone. Open up your door, you felt like home. The least I could do is to be there for you. Yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do, yeah. I have a love for you. I got love, I got love. I have a love for you. Oh, 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 I have a love for you.
Very nice. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Mini Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Pretty awesome. You've actually made the Mini Lair awesome.
It's mini.
It's just a half hour. Hey, 844-967-2789. Call or text us to the Civic Media app if you want to say something. I'm gonna ask you about songwriting, and in particular, the songwriting workshop teams. This sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we have gone to conferences and companies and have done some team building where we are with groups of people and we write a song together as a group. So it really is an opportunity to connect with each other, create a safe space, find creativity, and end up with a product at the end.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. We've done it with Girl Scouts. We've done it at conferences.
Retreats.
At our retreat.
I can only imagine the three of you write a lot of songs, right? I mean,
yeah.
On average, how many songs do you write in like a year? You know, a couple?
Well,
or
together?
Like
or yeah. I mean, we don't do a ton of writing collectively.
But we should.
We have.
Right.
And we're just all kind of going in different directions at different times sometimes. But, we are all creative people and we do a lot of fun writing. I did February album writing month last month and wrote 15 songs in a month. So that was fun.
I guess what I was trying to say is you all write a lot of songs, and how it has to be difficult to say, that's a really cool song. Let's bring it into this project or this project or something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's tricky sometimes to know what's going to land with what group, when and where, but we like to write together. And when we brainstorm like that last song, we wrote just having fun.
Well, that last song, I was going to ask you about that because, for writing that separately, if you're not all together, I noticed that the vocals alternate between all three of you take like different parts. Like, how does that evolve?
We just take turns and like, who wants first verse?
Like, is it like emailing or chatting back and forth?
Well,
this song in particular,
we were all in the same place. It doesn't always happen, but.
Oh.
And we were.
Because this is a new song, right?
This is a new song, yes. Mm-hmm. And what was cool is when we started writing it, Beth and I, she usually plays guitar and I play keyboard. But she jumped on keyboard, and I picked up a bass. it was a different writing process, and it kind of evolved in a different way, which was really fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a great way.
Oh, and our next song, Jen is going to play ukulele.
Oh.
Not tonight, but the next time.
The next song we write.
Right, yes.
Oh, I see.
Can you play the air ukulele?
I could definitely play the air ukulele.
Excellent.
I'm the master of the most annoying instruments in this band. Kazoo, ukulele, cowbell.
That's not annoying Thanks. At all.
Not at all.
I mean, I was expecting whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't do that. Rocker.
Strike that from the record.
Well, tell us about Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets going to Scotland. And, I mean, can fans actually go with you?
Well, this particular Scotland trip that we're taking in September, end of September, beginning of October, is fall. We filled the bus.
What? There's one left, actually.
There's one.
One left.
One person can join us. But this is the first time we're doing this. And if all goes well, we'll definitely do it again. So,
but we have a tour in 2026, too, that we need to fill a bus. So, yes, people can come with us.
Oh, wow. So, wow. Like, what happens on this tour?
We don't know.
You have to get on the bus and find out.
That's exactly. That's our plan.
But it's like we get to, like, tour Scotland and look at castles and look at the moors.
And we'll actually play some music at
some
point.
And then we'll play music.
Are you, like, jamming on the bus?
Anything could happen.
Okay.
Jen's got her kazoo.
I mean, have kazoo, we'll travel internationally.
How many people are on this bus?
25.
Wow, that's a big group.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of arguing about where you go to eat.
I think it's all planned. It's not like we're going to stop at McDonald's and do a drive-thru. But there's this wonderful organization called Scottish Folk Tours. They organize everything. And we are hosting that week, and we get to bring our fans with us that want to come. So in 2026, we'll have that also available in April.
And if you are the one person that wants to come on this tour, you can jump on our website, ginchocolatebottlerockets.com.
Yeah.
And
go to our shows link. Yeah.
Rocker, I originally asked people to call or text.
Yeah.
Well, someone just kind of walked in off the street here.
Oh, okay.
What? I have a question for you guys.
Wait, what's your name?
My name's Gordy.
And, hey, Gordy.
I live on State Street.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I'm just wondering, how did you guys first meet each other and get together?
Oh, that's a great question.
Who met who first?
Beth and Shawnee met first.
Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
So yeah, Beth and I were in a duo, and Beth and I were also part of a project called Chick Singer Night at that point. And Jen was one of the chicks that got up and sang, and Beth and I were part of the band. And
that was like at the Brink Lounge, right?
That was at the Brink Lounge, yes. And Beth, you got to tell the next part. Oh,
well, so when Shawnee and I used to play as a duo, we jokingly called ourselves Gin and Chocolate after the two things that Shawnee keeps in her purse in the month of February to survive the winter in Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah.
So when we met Jen and she performed with us, she did Bobby McGee and was dancing so vigorously that she accidentally punched me in the head while dancing.
Yep.
And I started seeing stars and I was like, I love her. And then I said to Shawnee in a text message, we should ask Jen to be in our duo, but then it'll be a trio and we can't just be Gin and Chocolate. So we asked Jen, she said yes. And Shawnee's like, well, what about Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets? I'm like, well, that makes sense because I was seeing stars.
That's right.
So
it was. And the rest is history.
That's
right.
That's amazing.
That's
how we got here.
Wow. That's great. That was what year was that?
We have our 11th anniversary of our first show in April.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. I'll go back on the street now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, kind sir.
Thanks for coming in, Gordy.
All right, see ya.
We know.
That's
him.
Me. That's out.
Oh, that's so fun. Done. You know, you got to hear, I'm always on Fridays on John and Gordy in the Morning here on 92.7 FM in Madison. And we do a preview of tonight's show. So it was great. We were talking about you guys Friday. Oh. And Gordy's like, oh, man, I want to come in.
Oh.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I first got to see them at Kanamichi in Baraboo.
Oh, yeah.
And that was probably 6 years ago, 7 years. I mean, it was quite a while. But what amazed me was Beth got up on the tables and started dancing while she was singing, while the whole band was going.
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
You don't remember that, do you?
Of course I remember.
Sure.
Well, it happens so often, it's hard to know.
Okay.
Well, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets often tribute a trio of famous singers that you love, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt, and you're going to play your version of a Ronstadt hit, It's So Easy. Tell us about your passion for these stars and what's special about the song you're about to sing.
Well, they were all individual artists. They all are all individual artists that are amazing themselves. And they also came together and formed a trio and did a couple of records. So we just love their music and we love their harmonies too.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
Let's get into it right now. We got about 6 minutes before the break here. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Yes. Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets live in Elyria here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I think we have time for a little bit more.
We have time for one more song. And while you think that if you might be able to perform one for us, it would be awesome. But Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets are performing at the Loxley venue in Madison, where the old Dry Bean used to be, on April 12th. How can our listeners keep up with your social calendar?
Well, we are on the social medias of the Facebook and Instagram varieties, but we also list all of our shows on our website, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com. You can also sign up on our mailing list there at the website, and we send out emails and information about all the different shows that we're doing.
And what's coming up in the future for Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets? Any album, maybe? I know this was a new song we heard tonight.
Yeah, we're working on that slowly but surely. You know, and just also trying to get out there doing our songwriting workshops and performing out for lots of fun people. And we're always happy to do it.
And Beth, we were talking about engineering earlier last hour with M. Shays.
Yeah.
You're an engineer, too. Yes. What kind of projects are you working on these days?
Well, you had my friend Kathy Couture on here. Yeah. She actually is still fighting cancer. She's kicking ass, and she is cutting her third album.
That's right. It's due out soon,
it's
right?
It's going to be released May 10th, actually. We just scheduled that for her.
Oh,
so
boy.
Very exciting. Yeah. She's doing great and putting the finishing touches on her album right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you think you have one more song?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What is it? Is there a kazoo solo in the song?
We don't have all the equipment for that song, but we're going to do the title track off.
She pulls a kazoo out of her pocket.
As we mentioned earlier, Jen does not need any encouragement. So,
ironically, I only play kazoo on one of the Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets songs.
Well, we need to remedy that. But no, we're going to do the title track off of our album. It's called Lean.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's been a pleasure as always. Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live on Max Inc. Radio.
Shut them out. You've got to say. judgmental eyes that fall on you. Don't deny your truthfulness, your humanness, your humanness, the way you are. You've got to lean into it, the crime and the clutter in your head, the fear and the longing left unsaid. Got to say what you mean, all the joy, all the pain, the in-between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean into it, all the crime and the clutter in your head, all the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out.
Yes, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Lair. You all are so awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to come share your music with us on a Saturday night.
Thanks for having us. We love you guys.
Always. Thank you.
You're also going to be playing on May 8th at the Canopy Center fundraiser.
Yes, we are.
The Canopy Center. You guys play a lot of fundraisers for good causes?
You know, we're all about supporting other organizations that support others. So, yes. The answer is yes.
Nice.
And also playing at Mama Care's 10th anniversary ball at the High Noon Saloon, March 30th. Sam Ness is going to be there. The Jimmies are going to be there, of course. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. That's a suggested donation, I think, of $10. You probably want to bring 20, maybe 30 bucks. Throw it in the bucket, you know. Help out some musicians here.
Absolutely.
And the Loxley, April 12th.
That's going to be our tribute show to Legends and Harmony. So you'll hear lots of the Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris type songs, and we'll throw in some other legends.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
It'll be a good time. So go to Loxley's website. You can buy tickets, and it's a really cool new venue. I mean, it's the old Dry Bean.
Yeah.
But they've remodeled it, and it looks really great in there. It's very classy.
They are a sponsor of the show.
And no way. Yeah, I heard that earlier. Yeah. They're really trying to get things off the ground there, and I think they're doing it right. They're doing some cool things.
It's great to have
live music. They got you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live music back on the west side. That's awesome. Once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Hey, we got a double dip of Amelia Ford coming up. We have Terry Barr checking in. Telling us all about the Bammies up in Green Bay. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
There's a lesson I learned that rattled and turned my world into a place of sweet contentment. There's a light in your soul when you let it all go, when you just kick back and taste a little gin and chocolate. Gin and chocolate. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Hey, what makes you happy? Little gin and chocolate. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Hey, what makes you happy? Little gin and chocolate. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Hey.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers, Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day.
We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Another passing hour brings grim news of more bodies found from a weekend of storms in eight states. The death toll has now risen to 40 from at least 60 tornadoes. In Missouri, Governor Tate Reeves.
And we could have as many as 12 tornadoes that came through our state over the last 48 hours.
$96 generals are closing down. Even as sales increased in the fourth quarter, profit fell almost 50%. The Vatican now releasing the first photograph of Pope Francis in more than a month. The United States and Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen are both vowing escalation after the U.S. launched airstrikes to deter the rebels from attacking military and commercial vessels in the Red Sea. March Madness this week. The field just announced the Southeastern Conference with a record 14 teams in the tourney, including overall top seed Auburn. North Carolina barely slid in, and so did Texas. This is ABC News.